The minivan's driver didn't see the yield sign or the school bus.
It had six people in it, the driver and an aide who are adults, and then four special needs children, elementary age.
Box Elder County Sheriff Kevin Potter says the four boys were unfazed even after their bus toppled. School District Superintendent Ron Tolman says they all wore seatbelts.
Seems to me that when a bus turns over and students are restrained, you have a better likelihood of students being safe than if they're being bounced around.
The driver was buckled, her aide was not, but they were not hurt either. The minivan's driver was hospitalized. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.